Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Colin Baker here, the Sixth Doctor from Doctor Who, or Old Sixy, as I like to call him. And let me welcome you into the TARDIS. Many have the privilege to travel in the TARDIS, but as an actor, I did on television in the days of classic Doctor Who. And now, I have played the Doctor on audio for over 20 years in productions officially licensed by the BBC and lovingly made by Big Finish Productions. And that's what this podcast is all about. Doctor Who audio drama from Big Finish. Each edition of Into the TARDIS features an exciting episode of Doctor Who. Last time we featured part one of Energy of the Daleks, and now the wait is over as we find out what happens in part two as the Doctor faces his greatest foes. You can nip back and listen to that episode of the podcast now, or if you want to just dive straight in, here's my handy little recap for you. The Doctor and Leela find themselves in the year 2025, where the country is facing an energy crisis. But does the visionary Damian Stevens really have the solution to unlimited and cheap energy? Having been caught up in protests in London, the Doctor and Leela have become separated. And whilst Leela comes face to face with the Daleks, the Doctor teams up with Jack Coulson, one-time friend and now fierce critic of Damian. As the Doctor and Jack plan to rescue Leela and stop the Daleks, Damian has given the Daleks everything they need to destroy the human race. Now, keep an ear out for one of Big Finish's most prolific writers playing a robo-man, and also for some wonderful sound design from Andy Hardwick, which adds a touch of nostalgia to the Dalek guns when they fire. Echoes of the past, you might say. I'll be back in a short while with another look at how the episode was made, so talk to you in a bit, because now it's time for the conclusion of Energy of the Daleks.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Doctor is at liberty in this building.
Whoever they are, they know you.
He must be located and exterminated.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they know me all right. Of course. I thought I recognized that energy reading. It's the power source of a Dalek timeship. What are you up to, you Daleks? What is it that you hope to achieve, eh?
So who are these Daleks?
Oh, just about the most ruthless, intelligent life form in the universe.
You mean they're aliens?
They were very much like you humans once, but they were changed by a near-lethal cocktail of war, hatred, and technology.
Let me get this straight.
The only thing we need to get straight here, Jack, is what the Daleks are up to, and then set about stopping them.
Wait a minute. Look down there. Guards. They're searching for us.
Guards. Of course. The energy output I'm picking up is relatively small. It must be some kind of scout ship. Maybe only 6 Daleks at the most.
Is that good or bad?
So to control everything they need to, they've robotized everyone they can get their plungers on. Those aren't just security guards, Jack.
They're not, but
they are robo-men.
Robo? Look, Doctor, I'm not sure I'm following any of this.
It doesn't matter. These are the important facts. The Dalek timeship is close by. If the Daleks know I'm here, it's because they've interrogated Leela, which means that Leela will be in their timeship too. So all we have to do is find their timeship, get into it, rescue Leela, and stop whatever the Daleks are up to. Are you with me, Jack?
I'm not quite...
Let me put it this way. You can either come with me in search of victory and glory, or you can stay here and get captured and turned into a zombie with a head plugged full of brutal Dalek technology, which will probably kill you in less than a week. It's entirely up to you, of course. But while you're thinking about it, give me your tiny TV.
Release the prisoner! I obey!
Have you found the doctor?
No, but it is only a matter of time.
You will not find him unless he wishes it.
We will find him!
The doctor is clever and cunning, and you are just stupid machines.
Do not dare to insult the Daleks.
You want to find him because you are his enemies?
Yes, the doctor is our greatest enemy.
So he has fought and beaten you before.
We will find and exterminate him.
No, he will exterminate you, and I will help him.
You are to be robotized.
Test energy projection now shut down. That was, really something.
Yes, that's one way of putting it. Damien, sir, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
I just wanted to ask about the elevated energy levels.
Nothing to worry about. I'd factored all that in.
But why would we need all that energy in one go? I mean, that's not the level of energy you're going to send to all the receiver dishes on Earth, is it?
It is.
But... If that level of output was replicated across the globe, it would represent over 100 times as much energy as the entire human race needs. What are you doing?
I've set these systems to automatic countdown. When the energy levels have reached maximum...
Maximum?
The projection to all receiver dishes on Earth will cut in automatically. The countdown is set. Nothing can stop it now.
Yes, that should do it.
Hey, what have you done with my TV?
I've boosted the signal amplification. Bit of a lasher, but it should work. Now, Jack, are you staying or are you coming? Too late. Hello?
One of you is the doctor.
Which one?
Wouldn't you like to know? Brace yourself, Jack. This could be noisy.
What?
Oh.
Was that it?
What are you doing?
Jack, I don't suppose you'd know how to scan for new channels on this thing.
Yeah, you just, hang on. There.
Oh! Ah! Fingers in ears, Jack! There. Fingers out, Jack!
You just did something really clever, right?
Well, moderately clever. The Daleks control the Robomen via microwave transmissions. I overloaded their transceivers.
And that made them fall over.
Precisely. Right. Now, let's take their clothes off.
Eh?
Oh, release me!
Put her in the robotizing unit.
I obey.
Control beam activated.
What? What are you doing to me?
Your mind is entering the first phase of robotization control.
You will not control me.
Cerebral scanners register above normal levels of instinctive independent thought. Power must be increased.
Get me out of this thing!
Visors down, and just keep walking at a measured pace, Jack. And remember, think Robo-Man.
Oh, this uniform isn't a very good fit, Doctor. And I think the shoes are about a half size too small. They keep squeaking.
Just keep going.
Oh, okay, but where are we going?
See that door over there?
Oh, no. Not the one with the two security... Robo-Men guarding it.
Looks like some kind of secure area. That's bound to be where they're keeping Leela.
So what are they going to do? Just let us in?
Why not? We look like Robo-Men, don't we?
Stop. You are late.
Oh, sorry.
Proceed to robotizing unit. Female prisoner is causing trouble.
We obey.
That was a bit of luck, wasn't it? Female prisoner, that must mean your friend.
Leela, but where exactly is the robotizing unit? Ah, this way. Come on, Jack.
You are late.
Are we now?
This female resists more than any other. Assist us.
Naturally. Jack, fingers in ears.
Oh, right.
What is that noise?
Jack, the panel there. Flick all the switches up now.
Doctor!
Hello, Leela. You look very fetching in your Robo-Man uniform.
You should not have come.
Well, there's gratitude for you, Leela. Meet my friend Jack. He makes speeches in Trafalgar Square, you know.
I remember.
Hi, Leela. Are you as barking mad as the doctor?
I do not bark.
Ah, right. Hey, what are these things in this robo guy's back? Looks like bits of a plant stuck in him.
What? Leela, have you been using Janus thorns again?
Well, it did not work.
Well, naturally. These poor chaps are more or less dead already.
The Daleks make the dead walk?
Ah, so you've met the Daleks?
Yes. That is why I said you should not have come. They say you are their greatest enemy, and they will...
Exterminate me? They've tried that before.
Then you will easily defeat them?
That's not quite what I meant. Now then.
The strange noise you heard before, the thing that is out of place, wrong.
That's right. It's the energy source of a Dalek ship, and it's about 100 yards from here.
Someone's coming.
Quick, helmets on, visors down. Act like Robo-Men.
Report! What has happened here? Why have these Robo-Men collapsed?
This machine did not work properly.
Yes, you should inspect it.
I will scan for malfunctions. If you are in error, you will be punished.
Jack, now!
What?
What are you doing?
All the switches down, now!
Okay!
Alert! Alert!
Leela,
alert,
help me! Push the Dalek right under the projector! Alert,
move, you mechanical monster!
What are you doing?
Giving you some of your own medicine, Jack. Help Leela.
Right.
I'll take over the controls.
Metal processes impaired.
You will destroy its mechanical brain, Doctor.
Power to maximum, I think. The Daleks don't have mechanical brains either. There's a living creature inside that machine. But if we're lucky, this abominable device will make its mind compliant for just about long enough before its will reasserts itself.
Long enough for what?
To get some information. Now then, Dalek, answer me this.
Exterminate!
Jack, keep out of its line of fire.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
It does not wish to answer questions, Doctor. We must kill it.
No point in killing it when it can help us. There, that should do it. So tell me, Dalek, what are you doing on Earth in this period of history?
I will not.
Come on, you can do it. You know you want to. Answer the question.
I am
Energy, energy.
Solar energy from the moon, yes. What about it?
Destroy, destroy human race.
They want to destroy us.
Oh, that's nothing new, Jack. I just want to know how so I can stop them. Ah, now the cat's out of the bag.
Doctor, we must kill this one and escape.
Where to? All right, Dalek. If you can't answer the big question, tell me this. How do you get to the moon?
Energy.
Yes, never mind that.
Doctor, we must leave now.
Answer the question.
Teleport.
Everybody down.
There. It is dead. Now, we must leave.
Not dead. Just shut down. But I agree with you. Follow me.
Which way now?
I think it's this way.
The Dalek ship? We cannot go there. There will be Daleks waiting to ambush us.
I'm not aiming for the Dalek ship.
Then where?
Oh, my God, look. More of them.
Oh. We must go back the other way.
Too late, look.
What about in here?
Damian Stevens, CEO Globesphere. How appropriate. Come on, inside.
No! We will be trapped!
Come on, quick! That should scramble the locking mechanism.
It does not matter. Those Daleks will blast the door down with their weapons.
Yes, it's only a matter of time. Ah, I didn't think it would take long.
Maybe we could get out of the window or something. Oh, there isn't one. What the hell are we going to do?
Let's go to the moon.
What? The moon? You really are totally bonkers, aren't you?
Now, where is it?
The moon? What, you're looking for the moon?
Well, in a manner of speaking, yes. Didn't you hear what that Dalek said just before it shut down?
Doctor, they will be through this door any moment now.
Here we are.
I don't believe this. Look, can't we just talk to these Daleks, reason with them? I'm sure if we...
There's no reasoning with a Dalek, Jack. And I really am surprised neither of you heard what that Dalek said.
It said teleport, something like that.
Precisely, teleport. Oh. There's a teleport unit here in Damien's rather snazzy swivel chair. Everybody hop on.
What? I mean, this is all completely crazy.
Quick, Leela. That's it. Come on, Jack.
Prisoners located.
Okay. Bye-bye, Daleks!
Prisoners have activated transport beam! Exterminate!
Where are we?
It's all gone dark.
I think we're in someone's bed.
Bed? Yes, you're right. Wait a sec. Maybe there's a bedside light. Ah, yeah.
There's a man in this bed with us.
What? It's Damien.
Who?
Damien Stevens. Just as I thought.
He's not moving. Is he dead?
Well, you thought we'd end up in Damien Stevens' bed.
Right. Everybody out now, including Damien. Get him out.
Help me with him, Jack.
Yeah. I've got to cut the power of the teleport before the Daleks activate it back on Earth.
Earth? Then where are we? No, you mean we're on the moon?
Got it.
Activate transport immediately! We must pursue them!
Transport controls inoperative!
The Doctor must not be allowed to stand in the way of our plans!
You have done it? You have stopped the Daleks from following us?
Yes.
Damien, what's the matter with him?
I'd say that Daleks had him under some kind of mind control.
Will he be all right?
Oh, dear. Seems our presence has been detected.
Right, hands up. Keep them covered. Just who the hell are you people?
Well, that's a hard question.
Prepare to disembark. Focus engine power for linear time beam travel. I obey.
Moon base energy controls are locked on automatic. The countdown cannot be interrupted.
The Doctor is resourceful. He will attempt to interrupt the countdown. That cannot be permitted. Set course for Earth's moon. The Doctor must be exterminated.
Put that knife down.
Leela, I thought we agreed you'd leave that in the TARDIS.
I do not remember that conversation.
Drop it!
You'd better do as he says.
Oh. Wait a minute. Aren't you Jack Coulson, the anti-Globesphere protest guy? The one who used to work with Damien?
That's me. Look, I'm not quite sure how I got here or what's going on, but please, please, just don't shoot.
I'd like to echo my friend's sentiments, although I do know how I got here, and I think I may know exactly what's going on. Would you like me to explain myself?
Engine power now focused for linear time beam travel.
Course set for Earth Moon.
Engage drive power immediately. Prepare to reactivate our agent in the moon base.
I'm guessing you weren't expecting such a high level of energy output during your test transmissions. How am I doing so far?
Go on.
And I'm pretty certain that Mr. Damien Stevens here has been, behaving rather strangely of late.
Their expressions betray them, Doctor. You are right.
Doctor? You're a doctor.
He's coming round.
Yes. I imagine poor Damien has been experiencing mood swings, bouts of exhaustion.
Yes. But how would you know?
Well, you see, it's all perfectly normal.
Normal?
For a high-functioning Dalek rover man.
A what? We talk like that all the time.
And the countdown mustn't be stopped.
Damien, are you all right?
Well, of course he's not all right. He's just woken up to find his long-lost friend Jack Coulson staring at him, and he can't even manage a, "Hello, Jack, how you been all these years?"
You are the doctor.
Yes. And how would you know that? We've never met.
Kevin, have your men shoot this person.
What?
I'm in charge here, am I not?
Well, yes.
Damien!
Then carry out my order!
You're talking like a Dalek, Damien.
Dalek?
They are metal creatures with brains inside them. They make the dead walk by controlling their minds, and they wish to destroy the human race. That is right, Doctor, is it not?
Very succinct.
Mm. Look, this is all getting a little crazy.
She's right, though. Look, I know it all sounds mad, but I've seen it with my own eyes.
And why should I trust you?
Kill them all!
Damien! Sorry, Mr. Stevens, but nobody here is going to get killed until I start getting to...
On the contrary, unless you let me stop whatever it is the Daleks are about to do, everyone's going to get killed.
Damien, is it true? Is it true what the Doctor's saying? That these Dalek things
Who
have...
are you?
It's Jack. You don't remember me.
Jack? Do I remember you?
Keep him talking, Jack. You might be able to get through to him.
You mean he is not dead like the other Robomen?
Very possibly not. The Daleks would need him to behave like a normal human being, at least to start with.
Okay. Remember, we had all those great ideas. We were going to change the world.
Change the world? Destroy the world?
Damien, what the hell is going on?
Damien,
where are you going?
He has orders to obey. We've got to follow him.
Hang on. No one's going anywhere until...
We don't have time for this. Don't you understand? The future of your entire race is at stake here, man.
The Doctor speaks the truth. You would be fools to ignore him. I have seen these Daleks. They are powerful enemies. They spit fire and speak with a voice that strikes fear into your heart.
Leela, these people don't believe in monsters.
She's right, though, isn't she?
Oh, yes. Leela only ever speaks the truth. Hadn't you better answer that, Kevin?
Yes. Operations manager, go ahead.
Sir, we just spotted something,
Something? What do you mean?
Well, I'm not sure. Is it like some kind of... capsule.
The Daleks.
They're here, Kevin.
What?
Wait a minute. There's a hatchway over here on the side of it.
There's something coming out of it.
What is it? Can you describe it?
It's some kind of machine. It's got a domed top and several appendages. Hey, there's another one.
Exterminate!
We must locate the
main
control area.
It is too late. The Daleks are here.
Well, Kevin?
Kevin, for God's sake!
What do you need?
Access to your energy transmission grid and copious amounts of luck.
Countdown set. Maximum solar energy harvest. Transmission relay to all receivers. Set.
He's here.
Damien?
Keep back!
What the hell was that?
That was the Daleks, Kevin. They're ruthless, unstoppable, and they're on their way. Get your people out of here.
But surely we can...
The Doctor knows the Daleks of old. You will not defeat them.
She's right, Kevin. You, Lydia, and all your people must go now. Get in a shuttle and leave.
All right, people. You heard him. Come on, let's move it.
Come on, now.
Hello, Damien. What are you doing?
What are the Daleks making you do? Hmm? Come on. You can tell me.
You are our greatest enemy.
Oh, I'm not your enemy, Damien.
Doctor, Jack should talk to him again.
Hmm?
I know it is possible to fight the Dalek mind control. I did.
Leela, that was different.
But if Jack and Damien are old friends, the bond of friendship between them might be stronger than the Daleks.
Ah, you may be right. Hmm. The Dalek control of his mind is burning him out, wearing down his defenses. Jack.
Yes.
See if you can draw Damien away from the controls. I need to get to them.
Okay, I'll try.
Damien, it's me again. It's Jack.
Jack?
Yeah. You remembered me just now, didn't you? Hasn't been that long, has it?
University. When Damien was at university.
You were at university with Jack, with me. It was always Jack and Damien, Damien and Jack. We were inseparable, remember?
What are you doing?
Just admiring your work, Damien. I can see how the receiver dishes on Earth will set up a web of energy, a kind of force field. Very impressive.
But why are you doing that, Damien?
Why? Well, I...
Hey, how's that part of our dream, eh? How's that going to end energy poverty on Earth?
Poverty?
People like your mum, remember? One electric bar in the living room and then they cut off the electricity.
Mum, she died.
I know, mate, I know.
Doctor, can you stop the Daleks?
Resistance exterminated. Remainder of humans now escaping in shuttle. It does not matter. Soon all humans will be destroyed. We must proceed to the control area immediately.
It's no good. The controls are locked. The power is building. The countdown is set. When this reaches zero, the energy will fire at the dishes on Earth, and the Earth will be surrounded by a gigantic force field. But why?
It's all right, mate. I've got you. I've got you. I'm here, mate. I'm here.
They said they would give us limitless energy. Free, limitless. But then my mind, they were in my mind.
It's all right, Damien. It's all right. They've gone now.
No, they're still here. I can sense them, the Daleks, in my mind.
Damien, you've got to tell us what the Daleks are trying to do. Why are they creating a force field?
To create enough energy. Energy to counteract gravity.
What?
Gravity? Gravity, Doctor, you have told me. Gravity is the force that stops us from flying off into space.
Of course. Of course, Leela. It's also the force that keeps the moon in its precise orbit around the Earth. They're planning to push the moon away.
What will that do?
Well, turn the Earth into a violent meteorological maelstrom. The whole planet's axis will shift wildly, constantly altering, equatorial regions becoming polar and vice versa. Climate changes of unimaginable destructive force. In short, it will wipe out the human race.
Correct, Doctor!
Ah, hello. Excuse me, I'm rather busy.
The controls are locked. You cannot prevent the energy transmission.
Well, since you're so confident, you won't mind if I give it a try, will you?
That noise. It is the power of the Dalek ship.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Move away from the controls or we will exterminate you.
How about you just stay where you are and I'll shut down everything, eh? That sounds like a much better arrangement to me, especially since if you fire at me, you risk destroying the controls.
You cannot shut down the energy flow. It is impossible.
Ah, but maybe I'm cleverer than you think.
Doctor, you can access the power grid to the directional controls.
Silence! Doctor, stay where you are. Restrain the female. I obey.
Oh, release me.
Move away from the controls or we will exterminate your friend.
Do not stop, Doctor. My life does not matter. You must save the Earth.
Doctor, exterminate her.
No, all right, I've stopped.
It's still bleeping. You didn't stop it.
No.
Countdown now at zero.
Success, success, success. The human race will be wiped out.
Well, you seem awfully pleased with yourself. Any particular reason for your unique brand of sadistic pleasure this time, eh? Go on. I'm sure you'd love to brag.
In the future, the people of Earth will dare to challenge the Dalek Empire for supremacy.
And with a little help from me, they will often win.
We have traveled back in time to ensure that will never happen. The human race will go extinct before it can challenge the Daleks.
You are nothing but cowards, scared of a fair fight.
You've done your dirty work now. Release Leela.
No, you are in our power. We will exterminate you all.
No!
I expected nothing less, Jack.
What?
Fingers in ears, Jack. You too, Leela.
Oh, right.
Don't be such a bunch of babies. It won't kill you, you know. Just a little something I lashed up to knock out your robo-men. But in close proximity to a Dalek brain, I imagine it's a bit like a migraine. A big migraine. A galaxy-sized migraine.
Vision impaired, vision impaired. Sensory and traumatic data corrupted.
Oh, don't you just hate it when that happens?
We will leave them to die. Retreat, withdraw, evacuate, evacuate. We have defeated you, Doctor. We have defeated you.
Fingers out of ears.
What?
Fingers out of ears.
Thanks, Doctor, thanks.
You have saved our lives, but not the human race. The energy will still fire at the planet Earth.
Well, yes, the energy will certainly still fire, yes.
Activate main drive. Set coordinates for Dalek central control in our time zone.
I obey.
Perceptors indicate energy from moon base now firing.
Emergency! Emergency!
Report! What is happening?
The solar energy has been retargeted at the power source of our ship. Overload imminent. It is the Doctor. The Doctor has defeated us!
Jack, are you all right, Jack?
Is it over?
I think so.
Look, he's still alive.
Just about.
Did you do something clever?
Well, it's not for me to say.
You did do something clever.
Well, we're safe, then. The human race is safe.
For now.
Well, go on, then. Tell us. What did you do?
Well, with a little help from Damien, I managed to redirect the energy transmission at the power source of the Dalek ship. Boom.
Poor Damien. At least he ended up doing something good, then.
Yes. He gave me the vital clue. The directional controls.
Would he have ever survived?
I honestly don't know, Jack.
You should not be sad, Jack. You should remember him as he was, as your good friend.
Yeah, yeah.
He was not a bad man. He was controlled by the Daleks.
Damien thought he'd found a shortcut to a brighter future. There's a lesson to learn there somewhere.
Doctor?
Hmm?
How are we going to get back to Earth? And the TARDIS?
Yes, good point. Well, I'd better see if I can reactivate that transmat beam. Lucky I brought my sonic screwdriver, isn't it?
Daleks might be able to harness the power of the sun, but there's one power they just never seem to understand. Friendship. The Doctor and Leela, and Damien and Jack. Meaning that once again, they failed. Rehearsing with Daleks in my day was a pain, because you'd rehearse in the rehearsal rooms at Acton, no longer there. So you get the actors sitting in the skirt of the Dalek, trundling around. But as soon as you got in the studio, the top went on. They couldn't see where they were going. There were sharp bits inside which were sticking into them, and you'd hear muffled imprecations coming out from inside as they got stabbed by a sharp bolt. And, of course, they couldn't go faster than a slow amble. So you could actually stroll away from a Dalek in real life, which meant you had to do a lot more acting because you had to pretend that they were fearsome. Having said all that, there was one night after a recording when I'd been up in the bar for a farewell libation and came back down, took a short cut through the studio to my dressing room, and all the studio was only illuminated by a couple of small working lights, so it was very dark. And in the middle of the empty studio was one Dalek. And as I walked past it, the eye stalk followed me. And I had a frisson of that which has propelled thousands behind sofas. What had happened was that it had been squeaking all day, so the operator was in there with an oil can. But I didn't know that, and for a minute, I experienced the fear of the Dalek, alone in a dark place. Now, before I go, there's time to take a look behind the scenes of the making of this story, and our guest cast of Mark Benton and Alex Lowe, a.k.a. Jack and Damien.
Hello, my name's Mark Benton and I play Jack Coulson.
Hello there, my name is Alex Lowe and I'm playing Damien Stevens.
Look, we've got to get out of here. You know, I think this energy reading is coming from the National Gallery.
What energy reading?
Isn't that interesting?
Well, probably, if I knew what you were talking about.
The nice thing for me is obviously, I think everybody has their own doctor, and my own doctor was John Pertwee into Tom. So it was a real thrill to know that Tom was doing it, you know, and he's such good fun. It was great. It was something I was really looking forward to.
Had you met Tom before?
No, I hadn't. No, so it was. It's great. He's certainly a character.
I worked with Tom about 10 or 11 years ago on something called Fun at the Funeral Parlour, which was a comedy for the then BBC Choice, which became BBC Three. And he hasn't changed at all, Tom, actually. He looks exactly the same. And still just as kind of extrovert and loud and funny and interesting.
How would you describe him in the green room and everything?
Ebullient. Fun. Great fun. Very, very funny. Brilliant stories. You know, kind of keeps you buoyant and keeps the whole thing moving along.
For audio adventures with the Doctor, podcasts, and much more, be sure to visit www.bigfinish.com. Now, before I go, let us look into the vortex to find out our next exciting destination. Aha! Our next edition of Full Cast Doctor Who Audio Drama stars someone called Colin Baker. As new Who collides with classic Who in Jadoon in Chains. Can the Doctor defend a most unusual Jadoon, Captain Kaibo, in court in Victorian England? And just how did the Doctor end up as a circus clown? Will Eliza Jenkins, known to audiences as Thomasina Thumb, be able to help him? A trail of injustice and corruption means one thing. The Doctor and Kaibo soon find themselves on trial for their lives. See you next time as you come with me into the TARDIS. You've been listening to Into the TARDIS, hosted by me, Colin Baker, and produced by Ian Meadows. Supervising producer was Lizzie Wurzdal, and executive producers are Nicholas Briggs and Jason A. Gallery.